At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day. Wherever you are on the planet, you're tuned in to the one and only Luna Lounge with myself, Israel Adjozi. If you're listening to this show for the first time, welcome. Great to have you on board. It's a podcast which airs live every Wednesday. Shout out to Michelle there over across the pond in the USA. welcome to the Luna Lounge show. Do remember that this show is available on all podcast streams. YouTube is not a podcast stream, is it? But it's available on YouTube anyway. I'm live on YouTube right now as well. Should be live on Instagram, should be live on LinkedIn as well. Shout out to those of you who listen on the LinkedIn and actually are giving me thumbs up and giving me feedback. Great to hear that. Thanks a lot. However, I'm available on Apple, Amazon, Spotify. You can catch the Luna Lounge there as well. A show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Make sure you get your Magic Mind if you're feeling physically, mentally, even emotionally fatigued, lack of clarity, fogness. You know, this is what will do the job. Au naturel. All the details are in the information department, information box. I always post it, regardless of what platform, you will see it there. Sponsor, and you get a 20% discount courtesy of listening to the one and only Luna Lounge podcast show. So give shout outs to Magic Mind. I was trying to point like that. I'm always trying to get that point to get you there to see the, yeah. Gummy bears. I keep saying that they do the gummy bears now. Yeah, I'm going to be getting the link for that too. Shout outs to that. What else did I want to say? What is the weather like where you are? Yeah, it's a little bit cloudy over here in the UK. Yeah, nothing new there, I guess. I'll be going into the news later on in the show. You know me, tarot card of the week. So we'll be looking at what's coming up there. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment, and let's see what's happening for the rest of the month. What's the planetary alignment? So we got some big stuff. We've got a big shift, haven't we? Got Mr. Saturn making his ingress. So it is what it is. Shout out to Amy. Welcome to the show. What else? Announcements, all that stuff, courses, all that. That will be coming up later on in the show. We'll also be looking at some of what's happening in the news. What is happening in the news? It seems like P. Diddy's case is like the what's warming the news, of lately. Yeah, it is what it is. is he getting off? At one point, you hear, this is the thing with court cases, isn't it? You listen to one person's story, it looks like, oh, they're definitely getting off. You know, they're innocent. They ain't got nothing on them. And then you listen to another and you think, they're going to jail. It's kind of like you don't know which one is which. But hey, such is life. So, that's been the, like I said, I don't really listen to the news anymore these days. But business as usual, right? Yeah, it is what it is. What's this I heard about a former Ukrainian politician being shot in Madrid, of all places? Madrid, please. That's probably one of the safest countries I've ever been. How are you getting shot in Madrid? There's got to be something dodgy going on there, mate. I tell you. What else? Price, cost of living, that's going up, isn't it? Nothing's changing there. The wars are still going on. Donald Trump's just come back from a tour of the East. Well, that was last week, wasn't it? But I'm sure he's back now in the US. What else is happening out there? I think the main thing is the P. Diddy case, isn't it? That's what a lot of people are just scrambling about or talking about, technically speaking. So, I think it's the P. Diddy thing. I've still got my, you guessed it. Yeah, my hot water bottle still here, alive and well. Yeah, it's gone down dramatically. Yes, the nerve has gone down, but a little bit of warmth there in the back. Yeah, nice. It eases it up a bit. You know what I mean? It is what it is. These are the things that happen when you're Progress Sun is opposite Saturn. Yeah. yeah, there's always Saturn there, isn't there? Literally to the day. Now, what else did I want to talk about? What else? There was something else. I'm sure it will come to me. Shout out to those of you who are tuning in on the Instagram. Shout out to Pretty. Welcome, Pretty. How are you doing? Hope you are well. Oh, shout out to Mairead. Mairead's in the building. How are you doing? Eleanor. Oh, Eleanor. Oh, yeah, listen, we've got composition time. Yeah, we have a winner. I'm going to be announcing the winner later on. Stay tuned for that. Somebody's having, I don't know, what can you buy with £30 these days? I don't know, a nice bottle of wine. But welcome to the show. Shout out to Rog Chowdhury. Is it Chowdhury? I can never pronounce that surname. But welcome to the show. Great to have you here on board. Shout out to Amy. Amy, you emailed me. I didn't, you know, this is me, my busyness, jumping from one thing to another. In terms of the question of last week, last week's answer, but the week before's question, but yeah, in terms of the planets which are enemy to Saturn, based on the houses of joy, and yes, you are correct. Jupiter is an enemy of Saturn because yes, he's in an aversion to Saturn as well. So yeah, there are three planets which is Jupiter, Mercury, and Venus are enemies to Saturn. Yeah, so you are correct there. But I only asked for two, man. You couldn't give me two. It is what it is. That's one level of it. There's actually other also frameworks as well, which puts, but that's why I specifically said based on the houses of joy, because that was based on the houses of joy. So no, but there are other also frameworks as well where planets are, there's enmity or enemies, some people will say, between them. So yeah, it is what it is. Astrology course. For those of you who signed up to my newsletter, I sent it out yesterday. We're in the Gemini season. Well, we'll be looking at that in a moment, won't we? When I bring up the chart for the moment. Just a few promotions. 29th of this month, cutoff date for any kind of discount. Want to jump on it now, man? I'm telling you, it's a offer of a lifetime. I kid you not. Who else? What other astrology school or astrology platform is running two classes every week and is going to increase to three classes every week? Three live classes, lifetime access. I repeat, lifetime access. Read the material, everything. You've got your own portal on the go. App is coming soon. Sacred Planets Academy app is coming soon. It's actually here already. It's been built right now as we speak. We're on it. So yeah, so you're going to be able to just, you can already do it on the move anyway, but now even more so on the move, just go into the app and, you know, be able to do all your courses. It's going to be fabulous. Cool stuff. Yeah, we're growing, man. Hard work, but hey, it is what it is. I'm not a hard worker, but it's hard. That's why it's been taking long. So competition time will be coming up later on, and then I'll be making my announcements too. What else is there? Do keep your questions coming. Anything astrological? Or non-astrological? I don't know. I'm not saying I can answer anything that's not astrological, but it is what it is. What else? Where are the usual suspects? Empty comment section today. What's happening here? Giving me a break. What's happening? You've gone on holiday? More than likely, my luck, probably have. It is what it is. Shout out to all the people who download this show, who listen to the recording. Really, really thank you. Regions of, you know, Brazil still in the lead. Pakistan. Shout out to Lahore in Pakistan. Belgium. Yes, Switzerland. UAE, Dubai. Salute all of you guys. Thank you very much for your support. I really do appreciate that. What else is there? I'm just trying to think of anything else that has actually also been in the news of lately that I just wanted to talk about. What is the weather like where you are? Please keep us updated. What's this? Keir Starmer. If you're wondering who Keir Starmer is, for those of you who are from across the pond, that's our current prime minister, equivalent to your president. Yeah, not as out there as him, you know. Keir Starmer announces winter fuel turn after public backlash. What do you mean? What, you're bringing it down? Really? Really? Utility bills and tax hikes drive inflation higher, you think? Yeah, of course. Saturn. We'll talk about that in a moment, won't we? Of course we will. What's this? Supreme Court rules wild camping on Dartmoor is illegal. Dartmoor? What the hell's that? Don't know what that's about. What's going on? M&S, Marks and Spencer's, the big chain, Marks and Spencer's, one of my favorite shops. That cyber attack disruption to last until July. What's going on here? Hold on a minute. You're one of the biggest. Oh, okay. Are you the biggest? I won't say the biggest. The biggest names. Good products. And you've had a cyber attack. What, can't you get one of these fancy cyber security people to sort it out, mate? What's going on there? Oh god, it goes on and on, isn't it? What else is happening here? P. Diddy, that's always in the news, isn't it? It is what it is. He's human, not criminal. Inside Kevin Spacey's Cannes comeback. I really liked Kevin Spacey as an actor, but it really sort of like, Denzel Washington pulls out of Cannes event after red carpet clash. Denzel, what's going on? It's not like you, is it? Yeah, Denzel Washington, Capricorn man. What's happening here? Nice Capricorn man. But he don't take no nonsense, you know. I'm telling you, don't mess with Mr. Denzel. He's on it. He's real Capricorn. He's Saturnian. He's on his game. I love him for that. Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, apparently he pulls out of Cannes event. Okay, all right. Okay, it is what it is. What else have I got here? I think that's about it. I don't think there's anything else to kind of go into, really, but just let's go to the chart of the moment, essentially. Yeah, it is what it is. Okay, let's bring up the chart for the moment. Let me do my little magic and let's see what is happening. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show for those of you just tuning in. Great to have you here. Hold on, where are we going? No, that's not it. I'm acting like I don't know what I do every week. And voila, here is the magic. We got the moon in Pisces. We got a Pisces moon, baby. So we're going with the flow. Yeah, we're adapting. We're going here and there. Yeah. So what have we got? What have we got? Well, this is the big one, isn't it, that I really want to talk about over the course of the next couple of days. Well, it's going to be on the 25th he's going to be moving. He's going to be moving into Aries. Mr. Saturn, the great Titan. Yeah, we got the Saturn. Yeah, we got the Titan. Titanic Titan. Yeah, I guess it is. Titan here, just about to get ready to go into the sign of Aries. But what else is happening? He's still conjunct Neptune right now, I suppose, but it's just an out of sign conjunction. They're still conjunct, so that's quite interesting, you know, dissolving of the boundaries, you know, Saturn Neptune conjunction. That's what that's about. What else is happening? I do like this, although it's only for the moment right now as I'm speaking, of course. But it's nice to know that while I'm running the show, the part of fortune is conjunct Jupiter. Ooh, a bit of fortune coming my way. or for the show. Oh, for people listening to the show. For everybody tuning into the show right now, you're going to have a fortunate day. The part of fortune is conjunct Jupiter. For me right now in London, UK, that is. For those of you in other places, it's not going to be the case. Because it's also to do with ascendant, latitude and longitude. Come on, get with it, mate. Okay, Sun has moved into the sign of Gemini. Shout out to all you Gemini people. Happy birthday to every single one of you. Happy birthday ahead, in advance. Sun has moved into Gemini. So things should be, going left and right. Things are picking up speed, you know. They're going to be getting exciting. Who's a few popular Geminis who we know? Kanye West, Donald Trump. Let's not forget Mr. Donald Trump. Who else? Who else do we know who's Gemini? Venus Williams. She's a Gemini. Who else do I know who's Gemini? Geminis that have passed. I know Tupac and Biggie Smalls. They were both, they were Geminis. Who else is a Gemini? Joan Collins. John Collins, another popular Gemini. I'm just trying to think of Geminis off the top of my head. Who else do I know? I know quite a few of them. Just mine's just gone black. Lauryn Hill, a great artist. Who else? Gemini. Who else was Gemini? Che Guevara, he was a Gemini, wasn't he? I swear he was. Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman. How can I forget Morgan Freeman? Can't forget Morgan Freeman. Gemini. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Angela. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Florence. Welcome to the show. Right here at the Lunar Lounge. Yeah, so yeah, quite a few Geminis out there. Shout out to Anne. Anne Bayford. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Welcome. Great to have you here. Doing a little bit of astrology. We're in the Gemini season. Sun is in Gemini. However, by the time he gets to Jupiter, I mean, he'll catch up with Jupiter anyway, wouldn't he? Well, of course, but Jupiter's going to be going, but that's next month anyway. Jupiter's going to be moving into Cancer. So, yeah, let's watch this space. Okay, what else is happening here? Over the course, we've still got the Venus Jupiter. I was about to say Jupiter there. The Venus Mars trine. Look at that one. Venus Mars trine. Excelente. Really good for passions. Good for making money. Very creative. Get to love making. Get to dating. Getting on some adventure. Some excitement. Yeah, why not? Get to utilizing your talents, Venus, Mars, right? Get aroused, get motivated, get passionate, yeah? Of course, passions often point towards more of a sexual connotation, but passions can be in everything. We can be passionate about everything and anything. So, yeah, so we've got the Venus, Mars, which is pretty much exact over the course of the next couple of days. Again, this doesn't start to fade out until about the 25th. So you want to take full, but today is like, this is the peak, right? We're getting the peak exact square of Venus Mars right now. Recently as well, Venus has just moved out of her shadow period because she went retrograde around about 10, 11 degrees of Aries, didn't she? So about 4 days ago, Venus has come out of her shadow period. So no more excuses, guys. Go get your love of your life. Venus is in full swing. However, Mercury's picking up speed. He's about to go retrograde. I think he goes retrograde next month or the month after. Bloody hell. It just felt like the other day he went retrograde. What's going on with Mr. Mercury? Slow down, boy. Slow down. What else are we having? Okay, let's have a look at let's put it on days and let's see tomorrow what's going to be happening tomorrow. Not much. We still got the Venus Mars tomorrow, 22nd, 23rd. It's still there. Yeah, okay. This can be quite nice on the 23rd. So in a couple of days time, we're going to have the moon conjunct Venus. That can be quite good. For those of you who want to do some nice positive affirmations, go out on a date. It's going to be a Friday as well. Yeah. This coming Friday will be good to go out on a date. Set up a date. Look for a love. For those of you who are single, that is. For those of you who are already in a relationship, this can be a very great moment to maybe treat your spouse, your partner, your husband, your wife, your lover, or your friends. Venus's friends as well, you know. You know, Venus likes the social life, of course. So we're going to have Moon conjunct Venus in the next couple of days. So, yeah, we welcome that. And the trine between Venus and Mars is still there, although it's starting to wane from about the 20th, well, starting from tomorrow, really. But let's say 23rd, it really starts to wane. 24th, what we're having. Look at that. There's back again, you know, because Mars is going as well, but he's just not as fast, of course. But here we go. Look at that. Look at that. Mars trine, 17:17. But it's still waning because Venus is pulling away. So this is the 24th, 25th. It's still there. However, on the 25th, what is the big one? We've got the planet Saturn moving into the sign of Aries. Saturn moves into Aries. This is an ingress which happens every 29 to 30 years. For those of you who are old enough, what was happening in your life? What was the big things? What was the big things that was happening on the world scene in 1995, 1996? Yeah? That, you know. What was the big things that was happening in 1995 and 1996 on the world scene? Because you know, if my mind serves me correctly, wasn't that the time I mentioned Tupac and Biggie? Weren't they killed around that time? Wasn't it 96? I swear it was 96. But yeah, would be quite interesting. Would be quite interesting to go back and rewind the clock. But what was happening in your life? Was anything starting? Was anything ending? You know, Saturn in Aries, first sign of the zodiac. He's in fall there, of course, so it's not the greatest place for him. So it's a very difficult place for Saturn when he's in Aries. It's almost like I was saying today, like, trying to get an old man to run 100 meters or something, or trying to get an old person, no disrespect to old people, just saying, you know, trying to get an old person to do something that a teenager would do or young. That's what Saturn in Aries is about. You know, Aries is quick, it's fast, it's ruled by Mars. It's chop, chop, you know, it's initiating, it's potency, it's fiery, it's there, let's go. Saturn, on the other hand, is like, hey, take your time, baby. You know, slow down. You know? We've got a zodiac sign that is of light. It's of light because that's where the sun is exalted, right? So where the sun is exalted, Saturn is in his fall there, right? Because Saturn is about darkness. So we've got a planet that's about darkness or heaviness or shadiness that is in a sign of light. You know, difficult, right? Yeah. How are we going to handle that one? Well, Angela's reminding me Kendrick Lamar is also a Gemini. He would be, wouldn't he? They're not like us. They're not like us. Yeah. Yeah, you can't be like them if you're Geminis are built differently. Yes, Angelina Jolie. Yes, she is a Gemini. You are correct. Reminding me, giving me all the names. Yeah, correctamundo. Kendrick Lamar, Angelina Jolie. Yeah. But yeah, that's why Kendrick Lamar's so witty with those words. You find the best one. It's interesting, isn't it? Look at, I mean, we can go back, isn't it? I mean, okay, apart from Jay-Z. Who is a Sagittarius, which is they've got something in common. But if you look at, I'm being a little bit biased, people, please forgive me. But if you look at the, over the course of, you know, the top, your top, quote unquote, rappers, you know, Tupac, Biggie, both Geminis, Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West. I mean, who else do you want to put up there? Okay, I know. What's Drake? Is he Scorpio, is he? I think he's Scorpio, isn't he? Not too sure. Somebody pull me up on that. I think Drake's Scorpio. I think he is. He acts like one. but yeah, I think he's Scorpio. But, you know, it's that Gemini to be very witty with words. You know, that's quite, it's quite a thing. Yeah, Saturn rules the winter, really. Yeah, and Aries is spring. Quite correct, Tiffany. Yeah, it is about that. So, you know, there are odds with each other. There's a tension there with Saturn in the sign of Aries. Tiffany's letting me know my partner and baby are Geminis. They both have Venus in Gemini too. My baby also has Mercury and Jupiter, telling me the whole chart. Sun in Gemini is enough. But yeah, okay. You know, she's letting us know that, you know, the baby's got a lot of planets in Gemini. You know, Mercury in Gemini, Jupiter in Gemini. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. She started walking this weekend. Oh, my God. Was fast. Oh, my God. Yeah. Almost one. Not even one. She's walking already. That is thing. Yeah, Drake is Scorpio. Yeah, thanks a lot for that, Angela. I knew he was. I thought he was Scorpio. There was something Scorpionic about him. I think that's why the women like him as well, don't they? You know, he's got that Mars, that sexiness about to him. But yeah, I'd like to see his chart, actually. I need to analyze Mr. Drake's chart, you know, to see what's going on there. But yeah, cool. I think those Geminis, they're very good with, you know, words, let's put it that way. Yeah, they're ruled by Mercury, isn't it? Planet of communication. It's a given, isn't it? But going back to this Saturn in Aries, is going to be, now we're going to get a peek because he's going to be going into Aries on the 25th of May. He's going to be there till early September. I think it's like the 2nd or 3rd of September, something like that. You see, definitely the first week in September, he's going to retrograde back into Pisces, right? To where he stays, right? Until February 2026. So for what, 6 months? Yeah, September, October, November, December, January, February. Yeah, 6 months. For 6 months, he will be in Pisces. So he'll be finishing off with you mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. You know, tidy up your room. So you kind of get let off the hook for a little bit. But the boss is coming back to check up on your work from September until, and then he moves back into Aries again permanently in February of 2026. Now, this means from the 25th of this month up until the beginning of September, we're going to get an introduction, a peek. We're going to get a feel. We're going to get a preview. You know, when you go to the cinema and you watch the, you know, movies to come, you know, that kind of thing, of what's to come. That's what Saturn's going to do. While he's in Aries. And while he's in Aries, the signs that are going to be most, you know, of course, Aries, Cancer, Libra, oh my God, and Capricorn, of course. Capricorn may get a blight, that's his sign, but no, it's the place where he's at. That's what the problem is. It's not the Capricorn that's the problem, it's where he's at is the problem. Anywho, yeah, that's what those signs are definitely going to be, because they're going to be, you know, especially Cancer, Capricorn or square Aries. So they're going to get the square. The one that probably gets hit the most is the Libra, because that's the opposition, right? So, yeah, all my planets in Libra are going to be hit by Mr. Saturn. Oh, God, yeah. Starting from next year. It is what it is. Yeah, every dog has its day, right? I'm gonna make sure I'm putting my work way early, so when Mr. Saturn comes along, he says goodbye. You don't need to trouble me. So that's Saturn. He'll be trining Leo, he'll be trining Sag, so that can be beneficial. He'll be sextiling the Geminis, and also the Aquarius also as well. So that could be quite beneficial also as well. But Saturn moving into the sign of Aries. which he hasn't done in 29-30 years. This is really about, we've got to really master our leadership qualities. We've got to be more disciplined in our need for independence, how we exert ourselves. Those are the things to focus on with Saturn. Saturn moved into Aries. So yeah. However, when he does move in, he is going to be beside Neptune. So, you know, Neptune, Saturn's about structure, building, organize, you know, and Neptune is the antidote of that, isn't he? He's quite the opposite. He's like, tear it down, dissolve it. That's going to be quite difficult on a collective level also as well. We're going to see certain structures breaking down. So yeah, that's going to be quite interesting. Tiffany's saying, I don't like Drake. Always seems like he's hiding something and is kind of fake to me. Well, Scorpios ain't fake. That's what they can hide things. Don't get it twisted. A Scorpio can hide something. But I understand about the fake. I think maybe the fakeness maybe just more to do with maybe social media and his persona that he's wants to show to the public, wants to come across a certain way. But I get what you mean. I get what you mean. And I think they never gave him his, they never was going to kind of give him his props. Not to say that he's Canadian, right? So I think you Americans are a little bit funny with foreigners as a whole. You know, if they're not born and raised in America, you know what I mean? You don't approve. It's hard. That's why artists in different places, they're always encouraged to go to America to try to break the market. And it's almost like if America accepts you, then that's it. You're good. And it's understandable because it's such a big country. Yeah. But yeah, so I think there is also that to him also as well. But yeah, it is what it is. Tiffany's saying, not we all ain't bigots. Okay. No. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it's so much about loving foreigners per se. Yeah, I don't think, of course. You're going to have, listen, there's bigots everywhere. I don't care where you go in the world, you're going to find bigots. And some people are open to foreigners more than others. I just think with America, it's almost like it's the gift and the curse unto itself. It's solely consumed. I mean, just moving from one state to another, you see such a huge difference. It can feel like you're in two different countries. Atlanta to New York is like, whoa, what the hell? I'm in the same country. From New York to, New Orleans or Louisiana or Dallas, Texas, it's like, wow, let alone East Coast to West Coast, let alone New York to like LA or something. It's like, what the hell? Or Chicago to LA. It's like two completely different places. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's quite interesting. So I think that because of the hugeness of America, and the impact that you've had on the world, I think sometimes I think it can be very easy. It's totally understandable how people who are born and raised in America can lose sight of that. There are other places in the world. There are other countries. There are people with different, I remember going to America the first time, it was like the reception I got just because, the way I spoke, black man coming out of England, what? Say that again. Oh my God. You're so cute. You know, Americans like all that stuff, aren't they? They like the British. I think they think we all speak like the Queen's English over here. Oh, I say, tally-ho there, chaps. Fancy a cup of tea. Yes. I think Americans have this. I think it's changing now, of course. But yeah, of course. And it's quite interesting how America, especially in the movie industry, there was a big thing about that, wasn't there, with a lot of actors were a bit upset that a lot of a lot of roles were given to British actors. You know, Idris Elba and Damson Idris, you know, you have people like that have come over and, you know, they I don't know if there's something they say about the British accent or British people that they can, I don't know. There's obviously something that the directors see as to why they do that. But yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, America, you can kind of get consumed with that. But yeah, no biggie there. It is. Oh, I agree. Even in the same state, things are quite different. Yeah, exactly. Because some of your states are big. Did you know that the whole world, listen to this, people, true fact. Did you know that the whole world, the world's population, listen to this, the world's population can fit into the state of Texas with each family having an acre each? Phenomenal. I repeat that again. The world's population can fit into the state of Texas with each family having an acre each. That is mind-blowing. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Yeah, I tell you. Interesting stuff. Anywho, shout out to Olivia. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Vashti Henry, welcome. Susanna. I won't pronounce that bit. Coel. Oh, well, yeah. Okay, I'll leave that one alone. Welcome to the show. Who's this? Nicolera? Huh? Nicole. Oh, please forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. It is what it is. You know, it's what happens when you have a dyslexic person. Yeah, Tiffany, you say, wow. Yeah. The whole world. The world population can fit into the state of Texas. Jesus Christ. It's frightening, isn't it? Huh? Okay, back to the astrology. Back to this Saturn, Neptune. Neptune dissolves the boundaries of Saturn, doesn't allow it. So that's going to be a difficulty within itself. I think that's going to be very interesting, especially with the whole... with the war situation, maybe in and around the war. I mean, let's not forget, the last time Saturn and Neptune were together, although Uranus was there as well, is when we had the dissolution of the Berlin Wall. And that was a huge thing. I know it was a European thing, but it was a huge thing. It affected the world on a big level. So, yeah. That's quite interesting. Are we going to see something else? Are we going to see borders being dissolved? Are we going to see parts of Ukraine perhaps handing over to Russia? Are we going to see parts of Palestine and Israel? Let's see. Saturn Neptune conjunction. So that's going to go on for a while. So. Let's hold that there. But Saturn's moving into Aries on the 25th. That's the big one. We cannot, that one is not one to be ignored. So you want to be looking at people, what was you doing in 1995, 1996, 1997? What was happening in your life? What was starting? What was ending? Because it's about, you're going to get an echo. It's not going to exactly going to be the same, but there's going to be an echo. There's going to be a rhyme. There's going to be a pattern. Yeah, there's going to be a theme. This is why it's good to have a journal, you know. How many of you have journals? Have a journal. I get very alarmed. I don't know if alarmed is the word. When I speak with people sometimes and I say, oh, what was happening? And they say, oh, I can't remember. I get a bit concerned when people tell me they can't remember their childhood. When I say, oh, you know, when you were 7, when you was 8, when you was 9, and then they go, I can't remember. How can you not have, we're talking about your childhood here. It's the most important years of your life. It's the foundation for which your whole life is going to be built upon. And you can't remember. What the hell happened? What was it? You were locked up in some cave or something. What happened? Or you were just too busy having fun. It's got to be one of the. I mean, can you not remember your thing? It's quite. I think that's a little bit alarming. You know, you need to. You know. Angela's saying they are doing something with the UK and Europe for travel, so it's easier for us, even though out of the EU. Yes. Very good point. And I travel quite a bit. I'm off again in the next couple of weeks. I'm all for that. And I've seen the difference in terms of what that has done. Things that you just took for granted. You know, I just remember just traveling, in the EU, of course, but it was just quite nice. You know, you land in a country and it was like, yeah, no problem, go right through there. It just sounds a little bit odd now. You land down, they say, oh, British passport? No, you there. I'm like, oh my God, really? Now you know how it feels for other people who may, you know. And it's quite interesting, again, no disrespect, but you see certain people of a certain, I don't know, how can I say it? People of a certain caliber, people of a certain mindset, British mindset I'm talking about here, where the moment, you know, they get to the airport, you know, and they still think, yeah, we're still Great Britain, mate. You know what I mean? We're still ruling the world, you know, and they get off the plane and then, a young lady says to me, excuse me, no, you'll have to queue over there. This for EU only. Yeah. See how it feels now? Idiot. Not to say that you did vote for Brexit. But for those of you who did and encountering that experience, and I'm sure I must have seen quite a few of you, or I have seen quite a few of you. Yeah. There you go. Have you got your sovereignty back? Have you got your country back? Whatever that bloody means. That's the kind of, you know. It's crazy. It is crazy. Boundaries dissolving, that would be good. Tiffany's saying I was in middle school and was constantly competing in various competitions and in lots of leadership roles. Lately, I've been getting requests to speak, so maybe that's resurfaced. There we go. That makes sense. That's making sense. So she was saying there that she was in middle school at the time and she was constantly getting, competing into various academic competitions and getting lots of leadership roles. And lately, she's been getting requests to speak. So, yes, that sounds about right. So, for those of you who are old enough to remember what was happening in your life in 1995, 1996, speak up. What happened? Huh? I must say, I mean, I'm just thinking back on it now. And I must be getting, it must happen. You know, my career kind of went up then. I mean, that's when I turned professional. That's when I became a professional boxer. So, yeah, I know what it is for me. I'm about to be famous. Yeah. Yeah, that's the echo, man. Watch what Saturn was doing in your chart, of course, for those of you who are aware, and for those of you, you know, what was it that Saturn was, or what was it that was happening in your life? What was the major things? What was major things starting for you? What was the major things finishing for you? Those are the things that you have to look at. 1995, 1996. If my mind serves me correctly, I believe I won the ABA championship. I may have won it even for the second time around that one. I think I might have won it, yeah. I'm sure I won the 96 one. I keep thinking it was 98. But when I look back, I definitely won the 96. Yeah. But that Saturn in Aries was the time where I also, I believe I started to, wanted to go pro professional also as well. Really started making headlines. Yeah, I see what it is for me. Well, it's obviously, it's going to be in my 10,000, of course. It's going to be to do with Korea. So, yeah, Tiffany's saying it was a good time for me. Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, lap it up. So, people, you want to be focusing on that. Great Saturn moving into Aries. Anywho, let's just finish up on today. So what else is happening? So that's going to be on the 25th. What else is going to be happening? On the 25th of May, on that same day, Mercury also moves into Gemini. That's going to be good. Things are going to be sharpening up. Things are going to be speeding up. We're out of the Mercury shadow period. He's going to be moving into Gemini. Great stuff. Nice, quick, fast, speedy, witty, strong communication, lots of movement, traveling, all of those kind of things are going to be. So great stuff there. So we're going to have the planet Mercury moving into Gemini also on the 25th. What else are we having? Is there anything else interesting? Mind you, the Venus Mars is still going on. 26 might get a bit crazy. We're going to have the moon conjunct Uranus on the 26th of May. Be prepared for the unexpected. How can you be prepared? It's funny that, isn't it? It's a paradox that within itself. Be prepared for the unexpected, but you're not expecting it, so you can't be prepared. Anyhow, 26 may be one of those days. We're going to have the moon, an exalted moon in Taurus, but it's going to be, you know what, conjunct Mr. Uranus or Uranus, depending on your preference, of course. What else are we going to be having? On the 27th, we got the new moon in Gemini. On the 27th, we're going to have a new moon in the sign of Gemini. New moon's all about new beginnings, planting new seeds, initiating yourself. That is what it is all about. And it's going to be a new moon in Gemini, also conjunct Mercury. So this is a really good moon, new moon phase for learning, anything to do with traveling. I think I may book my ticket around that time. Yeah. It can be great for traveling, great for learning. Yeah, this is real cool stuff. It's going to be at 6 degrees. It's going to be at 6 degrees of it's going to be at 6 degrees of Gemini. So, what else did I want to say? Yeah, and it's going to be conjunct Mercury. It's got a lot of good energy. That also going to be trine Pluto as well. So this is a really powerful new moon in Gemini that's coming up here. So yeah, we can definitely look forward to that. New stuff. If you want to buy a new car, that could be very good. Maybe you want to wait until after, maybe like the 28th or something. Yeah. 28th. Wait until the 28th. Let the moon. So because the moon's going to be combust. So give it like, you know, 24 hours. So yeah, anything once we're in that new moon phase, and the moon is waxing, great stuff. So you want to start soaking seeds. You want to start planting your, you know, intentions with this new moon. Great for travel, great for anything to do with literacy. And guess what? Speaking of literacy, you really want to make sure you're signing up to my course by this, because why? By the 29th of May is going to be the cutoff. Now you're getting it. Listen, it's going as much as, for some of you, 50%, especially for those of you who are members. You members, you're getting up to 50%. But yeah, there's nice, generous discounts. So you want to take it now, because from the 29th, the prices are going up. And I mean up. Ain't coming down. I don't want people saying, yeah, but I didn't. No. It's there now. Get it. Grab it. And for those of you already signed up, yeah, I'll see you in class. So yeah, anything to do with literacy, travel, document signing, negotiation, This can be really good. It can really be good stuff. Yeah, New Moon in Gemini. So yeah, you wanna if you're looking to buy a new vehicle, you know, wait until after the 27th, 28th, 29th, buy a new vehicle. Why not? That can be good stuff. So yeah, so that's gonna be on the 27th. 28th. The moon would have moved away enough away there, so yeah, we can start growing, great for growth. By the way, by the 28th, 29th, we've still got Venus trining Mars. It's still going ahead. It's waning, but it's still there. The passions are still running high. Make no mistake about it. So cool stuff. 29th. What else is happening? Not much. We're gonna have Mercury conjunct the Sun. Mercury conjunct the Sun on the 30th. Mercury is gonna be Cassini. Mercury will be Cassini in the Sun, and we would have just had a new moon in Gemini. That's great for anything to do with travel or vehicles, stuff like that. On the 30th of May, we're going to have Mercury Cassini, meaning it's in the heart of the Sun. It brings brilliance. It's very auspicious. Wonderful. Brilliant stuff. So, yeah, you want to be definitely tapping into that energy for sure. Tiffany's saying Aries is complete and Aries is to compete and Saturn is mastery. Yes. Yes. Totally agree. Eleanor is saying, how will the whole axis Aries Libra work considering Saturn and Neptune in Aries? Good question. Well, it's going to be a bit tough for the Aries Libra axis, because it's almost like you're wanting to form some structure, but at the same time Neptune's dissolving that structure. So what it's really about, the Saturn Neptune, essentially, it's about making your ideals, it's about making your dreams, your fantasies, your inspiration, it's about making whatever your imaginative, it's about making it concrete. That's what Saturn Neptune essentially is about. It's about making your dreams concrete. It's about taking those things which are in the realm of the ideas, in the quote-unquote spiritual world, in the other world, and grounding them. That's what it's about. However, anything which is not, so to speak, pure or refined enough will be destroyed, will collapse. Anything that doesn't have meaning, it doesn't have substance to it, it will collapse. And for those people with planets in Libra, they are going to feel the effects of that. So it's kind of like a purification and rebuild kind of energy, the Saturn Neptune for the Libra. And it will also be that as well for Cancer and for Capricorn also as well, as they're going to be getting the square. And it will also be that also for the Aries people too. So yeah, depending on the degree, of course, we have to see the natal chart to be able to understand that. But that's essentially how it's going to be prepping out. But it may well be a bit difficult. It may well be, I want to go to work. Oh God, I'm feeling confused. I want to go, to, oh God, yeah. Let me start that. Oh God, yeah, leave it alone. Oh, well, oh God, it's changed the next day. Yeah, because, you know, Saturn builds and then Neptune just says, hey, let it go. So yeah, that's what it's all what that's what that energy is all about. So it is what it is. And then let's finish off. So that's on the 30th. And then on the 31st of May, what do we have? Anything last day? Not really. We've still got the Mercury Sun conjunction. Mercury's really speeding, I tell you. Speedy Gonzalez, Andre, Arriba. Yeah, he's going with maximum speed. Yeah, and that's what that is, essentially. So I'm going to leave it there. And then next week, what's going to be next week? Next week is going to be what, 28th? I'll be talking about the month of June. What can we expect? June's looking good. June's looking bright. The future's bright. The future's orange. Yeah. June is a month that I am definitely 100% looking forward to. And that's not because I'm going away, but yeah, it's something that I'm definitely looking forward to. Should be good. I'll be giving you the update next week. So stay tuned. It's about to get deep, baby. So I'm going to leave it right there. All right, let's go back to... stop sharing. Go back to the screen. Okay, what is happening now? Competition time, I believe. It's time to announce the winner. I asked a question last week. What planet rules chestnuts? What planet rules chestnuts? Let's go. I do know that we have a winner. Let's go. Yeah. Okay. So, quite a few answers. It's interesting because... was it one person? Oh, it's two. Okay, two people got it right. The others, no, you didn't get it. Anywho, last week I asked the question, what planet rules chestnuts? Okay? The first answer who came in, well done. I know who you... Well, I don't know who you are, but I know who you are because your name's different here on the Instagram than it is in the email. But I believe it's the same person. Eleanor. Is it Eleanor? Elena? I say Eleanor. Because it's spelled Olena here. Olena? Maybe that's how it's pronounced. Olena? Eleanor? She came in first. She said, "Dear Israel, chestnuts are ruled by Mars because of their spikes." I like that one. Sura also, yeah. Chestnuts are ruled by the planet Mars. Yeah. Amy, she gets my guess this week is the moon rules chestnuts because they remind me of the Cancerian crab. Hard, spiky outer shell with a nourishing food on the inside. I like the way you think. Very poetic. Banji said, what planet rules chestnuts or chestnut tree? Jupiter. And Christian, you can Saturn, please give me a break. That's why you people need to sign up to the astrology course. Know your astrology, very important. Anywho, this week's winner is Eleanor. You are the lucky winner of £30. So send over your PayPal address or your, I don't know if you're in the UK or whatever, you can send over your bank. We can make the transfer, we can make it happen, man. You are the lucky winner of £30. Yes, the planet that rules chestnuts is Mars. And there's two clues there. Well, Eleanor said one, it's spiky, right? Number two, the word nut gives a whole new term to the word butternut, yeah? Don't want to get pornographic on this show, although I don't mind. don't mind being a bit Martian, you know. Mars rules chestnuts. Okay. So the way in which it works is that I ask a question, and the email address is on your screen right now. I ask a question. You answer me. It's the first person who emails me at thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. I repeat, for those of you who are only listening to the podcast, maybe on the Spotify or Apple, or, you know, you listen to the recording, the address is thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. You answer me next week, Wednesday, midnight GMT time. It's GMT. So if you're outside of the UK, do adjust your clocks or your time zone accordingly, right? It's from that midnight, from that boom, the first one which comes in with the correct answer is the winner of £30. That's how it works, okay? And this week's question, are you all ready? The first person who answers me next week will be the winner of £30. What house in astrology rules fugitives? What house in astrology rules fugitives? Okay? All right. First person who answers me next week, Wednesday at midnight, UK time. So do adjust your clocks. Again, at the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. The Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. Congratulations, Elena. I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Please forgive me. I hope I am. But yeah. Elena says, oh, I'm so happy. You can buy yourself a bottle of wine. I don't know. I am from Ukraine. No friggin' way. No friggin' way. We got a Ukrainian in the building, people. I don't know what to say about the situation in your country right now. It's not something that I wish on anybody, but hey. I digress. But hope you're well and hope your family are well. Hope they're out of harm's way with all what's going on. I don't understand. Well, I know Putin's a hard man. He's a hard man. And obviously, so is Zelensky by the looks of it. I think those people, you know, the Eastern Bloc, as we refer to them as, they're not easy people. Put it that way. It's interesting when people think, oh, yeah, some people, they think they had it tough. You want to go to the Eastern Bloc, mate. There's a different breed of people. You know what I'm trying to say? Trust me, I used to be a boxer. I used to spar with Klitschko. Yeah. I repeat, the Klitschko from Ukraine. Yeah, Vladimir Klitschko, Vitali Klitschko. Yes. Met them both, knew them both, trained with them, know them. So, yeah, and you got people like you say, different breed. But, yeah, it is what it is. But welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show, and congratulations to you, Elena. Just send over your details in the email, and we'll take it from there. Anywho, question for next week is, what house in astrology rules fugitives? Okay, first person who emails me at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. will be the proud winner of £30. Okay. What else do I want to talk about? Right. People, courses. I'm banging on about courses. People are always saying, I don't advertise enough. I don't promote myself enough. I am doing it now. Tiffany's saying, we stand with Ukraine. Tiffany, yes, lots of people stand with Ukraine, but you speaking from that side of the world, Mr. Donald Trump, doesn't. Yeah. he begs to differ. And you know what, again, I mean, I've said it from the beginning. Go check the tapes. And I'm looking at it from an astrological perspective also as well. I think Putin is going to get what he... I don't think he gets totally what he wants, but I think he gets most of it. And this is why Donald Trump was talking to Zelensky like that. I think they want to settle in a way that it's going to slightly favor Putin. And I don't think he's going to give up. I don't know. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other, isn't it? Do you stand and fight, or do you just let him have what he's having and then just to keep the peace? I mean, is somebody willing to swallow their pride? I don't know. That's wars for you, isn't it? It's It's an interesting one. Eleanor saying we are standing with the help of the whole world. Yeah, exactly. But America plays a large part of that. Plays a lot of part of that help. I don't know if you're hearing that, but somebody's drilling. Like they're drilling next door. So I'm getting this big drilling noise in my ears. But yeah. I mean, yeah, much of the world is, but because America is the biggest supplier, and you know, Donald Trump's refusing to back it, it puts you guys in a very difficult position, you see. And then everything's landing on France, Germany, UK, but they might not have enough power. Let's see. You know, and the thing is the longer the people support Ukraine, in a sense, regardless of how positive or negative you want to say it is, it's going to be the longer the war is. Because Putin ain't giving up. You know what I mean? Let's watch this space. Anywho, as I was saying, courses. If you want to know who's going to win the war, sign up to my courses. Listen, people, astrology courses. I sent out, for those of you who are on my mailing list, sent out an email yesterday for the, you know, Gemini edition. But the details are all in there. So, guys, make sure that you, there's also a conference this weekend that I'm speaking at. So if anybody wants to attend that as well, the information is there in the newsletter. It's going to be online, so you can attend from practically anywhere. So be sure to trying to find the details of where you can sign up. It's actually starting tomorrow. It's like a East-West conference. So where is it? Where did it go? I know this slide is somewhere. But I'm speaking on Saturday, the 24th. If you want to sign up, I'm gonna give you the email. Of where to email, technically speaking. Why is it that I can't find this thing all of a sudden? Why is it when you're looking for something that's what it's, please, where are you? God, totally disappeared. Oh God, crazy is what it is. What's going on here? Can't seem to find this thing. Oh God. This drilling is driving me nuts. For those of you, if you're willing to sign up, hold on a moment. I'm gonna give you the details. You can email. Where is it? That's it. orders.divinations@gmail.com. orders.divinations@gmail.com. Right? It's the East-West conference. Great conference where it combines both esoteric arts, astrology, particularly from the East, Vedic traditions and the West traditions, different speakers, which is going to be starting tomorrow. And it finishes on the 31st of May. I'm going to be speaking on Saturday. I'm going to be speaking with Rod Chang is also speaking. Marcos Pachet, brilliant speaker. He's going to be on the thing as well. So I'm doing something on circumambulations, a little bit more advanced. But yeah, you're more than welcome to come. One of the predictive techniques. But yeah, there's going to be great speakers there. So if you're interested, want to book a seat, send an email to orders.divinations@gmail.com. orders.divinations@gmail.com. I'm speaking there this Saturday. So it's gonna be great stuff. Gonna be great stuff. She does it every year. Shout out to Sono. She puts it on every year, East West Conference. It's really, really good. Is it virtual? Yes. Oh, yes. It's online. Anywhere in the world, baby. Anywhere in the world, baby. It's online on Zoom. So, yeah, if you send a email to that email address, I repeat it again, orders.divinations@gmail.com. orders.divinations@gmail.com. Like I said, I'm speaking on Saturday. You can buy, I think you can buy day ones if you want. It starts from tomorrow, but you can buy day ones. Or you could buy the whole package, or I think it works out maybe cheaper if you buy, you know. But yeah, you get all the details, you send all the details, and you pick which ones you want to attend. Or maybe if you want to just go to certain lectures. Yeah. Go and do that. Okay. My astrology courses, as I was saying. Listen, people, sign up. Why? Because starting from the 29th, the prices are going up. They're not going to double, but they're going to go up. And at the moment, they're at the cheaper price. Plus, there's a discount going on with them as well. For those of you who got my thing, I gave you the detail. By the way, if you are signing up, try to do it from a PC. I've noticed that there's been some technical for people. Some people got to me, had quite a few emails even this morning. People tried to sign up, but when they put in the code, I think when you're doing it from your phone, I don't know, it doesn't, but I'm sorting that out this afternoon anyway. But still, nevertheless, when you do it from a PC, because I did it myself, I tried it myself, and it worked, right? So yeah, put in the coupon code there, Jupiter, and it gives you the discount. So yeah, astrology course. Again, you get lifetime access. I repeat, lifetime access. You can learn at your own pace. There is no other astrology platform or school that is running currently at the moment, two live classes every week, and there's going to be a third. So yeah, come on board. Going to be taking you from that basic to there's three modules. There is the foundation model, there's the intermediate model, intermediate level, and there's the advanced. You have to do the foundation before you can go onto the intermediate level. I know some of you think, well, I know about astrology. No, you don't. There's going to be lots of stuff in the foundational that you have not come across yet. It is loaded. There's going to be more than 40 classes. Yeah, I'm talking live classes that you're going to be taking. And then there's also video material that you also have to look. There's topics of each one. You've got, reading material. There's also quizzes available also as well. Miss a class, not a problem. Every live class gets recorded. Plus, you've got the classes anyway of all the topics. So you need to watch them one by one. So, yeah, come on board, man. So I take you from that basics, planets, signs, houses, dignity, all of that, fixed stars, all of that, you know, lunar phases. We're going to go through all of that, learn about transits, progressions, solar returns, all packed, all in, just in the foundation. I'm telling you, nobody's doing it. Nobody. I don't care. Point. Tell me. I'll give you back your money. Tiffany's asking, what time are the classes? The classes are on Tuesdays. They're at 12 p.m., 12 noon, UK time, that is, or UK time. And on Thursday at 5 p.m. UK time. So obviously, if it's for you guys in America, it might be 12 p.m. would be a bit early, kind of like a bit earlier than what this show is. That's on Tuesdays. And Thursdays is, on Thursdays, it's going to be 5 p.m. Cutoff date is going to be the 29th. Grab it while you can. Grab it while you can. People are asking, is there installment payments? You can pay by installments. However, for those of you with installments, you don't get the discount. You don't get the discount. So, yeah, I know. Listen, hit me up if you're interested at sacredplanets@gmail.com. I'll send you the info. I'll send you the link to sign up. Everything's all there, good to go. On the 29th, prices up, discount gone. So get in there while you can. Want to learn astrology? I'm going to take you from the basic, from the ground up. So it's a big one. So, right, we're coming to the end of the show. So what is it? What is it that we are finishing on? We are going to be finishing on Tarot Card of the Week, of course. It's that time of the week. Okay. Just shuffling here. Bear with me here. Who's ringing me at this time? Why would you be ringing me? I'm not going to answer. Anywho, just going to shuffle the cards and let's see. Tarot Card of the Week. Put that down. And let's see what's the Oracle telling us for the next 7 days. What we need to look out for. Okay. We got the Justice card. Hey, what's going on here? I think this is a card that P. Diddy needs. No disrespect. Shout out to P. Diddy, if you're innocent. Anywho, we got the Justice. It's about balance. It's about justice. It's about executing. This card is saying that we need to find justice in our life, meaning that we need to find balance. We need to find the equilibrium. And we need to swing the Excalibur. We need to swing that sword. Right? There's a decision that we need to make. There's an agreement that we need to make. There's a contract that we need to make. Now, this contract could be a written contract. It could be connected with work, job, doing some kind of negotiation. But essentially, it's about an inner contract inside of yourself that brings some kind of balance into your life. Yeah? That is what the Justice card essentially is about. So over the course of the next week, think balance. What is it that you've got to do in your life where you need to, bring in that balance? Maybe you're doing too much of something, too little of something, and you need to make a decision to like, right, that's what I need to do in order to execute. That's what the Justice card essentially is about, right? So get on it. Make the agreement. Do the contract. Make sure it's fair. Yeah? This card is about fairness. It's about justice. When I say fair, be fair to yourself. Yeah, because many of us are not fair to ourselves. That is what the Justice card essentially is about. So over the course of the next week, think equilibrium, think karma. This card is karmic. What goes around comes around. Yeah, that's what this card is about. Being balanced, executing, making a decision, making a contract with yourself that brings balance into your life. That's what we need to do. It's all about the Justice card. And that is the card for this week. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you. I've got to lock off. I've got to finish. I'll be with you, same place, same time, next week. Be giving you the rundowns, the updates of the planetary alignments. We're talking about the upcoming month of June. What's the planetary alignments going to be looking like for there? All of that we're going to be looking at and more. I want to thank each and every single one of you that took time to log in, tune in, support, bring your questions. Congratulations to Eleanor again, winner. Hit me up so you can get your payment. And on that note, you know what it is when you hear the music, right? Ooh, there it is. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Listen, people, thank you very much. Shout out to Angela, Tiffany, everybody who was here. Who else was here? I saw some other Florence, Amy, Michelle. All the names, too many names to mention. Sounds like a shout out show, doesn't it? It is what it is, but thank you very much. My name is Israel Ojozi. You have been listening to the one and only Lunar Lounge. In the meantime, people, stay safe, stay blessed, I'm out. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.